Hello, everyone. Let me move my camera down so that y'all don't think that I showed up to this call butt-ass naked. So I have a jumpsuit on today that I love. I've had for years. It's uber comfortable. I also I know I've told y'all before about my allergy eyes that I get. Usually it just happens when I drink red wine. Well, I've not had any red wine. We have had a lot of fall blooming, but my eyes are so irritated today. Like, and this is after I have like washed them and rinsed them and stuff. So, no makeup today, which is always fun. I like a no makeup day if y'all are like me. All right. Now that we're all getting in here, I've got Coach Lisa up on stage, which means she'll be answering questions in the Q&A, unless it's something she wants to say for me. And she'll be in the chat in all caps talking to y'all in case you're over there needing a link or those kinds of things. So on this call, you can pop something into the Q&A and let me tell you what this call is all about. So I'm going to be talking to you about just some announcements and different things like what we're doing. We got some exciting things coming up. And then I'm going to talk about planning your like weekends and your vacations, like having a protocol for different times. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as we are wrapping up the 24-hour deep dive. Very often, y'all tell me like, "Oh, Chris, you just don't know. Football season's starting. And I'm going to be going to parties and I'll never know what they're serving. And how am I ever going to be able to stay on plan?" You have shitty thoughts about it. You're sitting there focusing on what you can't do instead of focusing on what you can do. Sometimes you can call ahead to the hostess and just say like, "Hey, what are you serving? I might bring something." Guess what? That's an easy way to figure out how to know what's going to be there so you can plan ahead. If you can't call ahead and you are going to some stranger's house, or maybe you're going on vacation and they're blindfolding you, carrying you off into a crate and dumping you in the middle of some weird place that you've never been, guess what? You know right now if you are going to eat when you're hungry or not. Like, everybody think about this. We got Labor Day coming up, by the way, September 1st, which is tomorrow, is my sweet ass husband's birthday. Just love him. He's also out of town, so I don't get to celebrate with him, but there's that. But you think about this. Right now, if you're getting ready to travel, if you are going to a potluck, if you are, you know, going on vacation, if you are going to some parties, if the football season and cornhole and all the things that are backyard parties are in your wheelhouse, ask yourself right now, have I made an agreement with myself that... So agreements are funny. You've either made an agreement with yourself that you're going to not know what to do and be at the effect of whatever happens. That's one mindset. That's one thing that you can agree to. You also can be thinking about these things and you can make agreements ahead of time right now. It's like, well, when I don't know what's being served, I don't just give up and say, fuck it. There's an agreement. That can be on that plan. Here's another agreement that you might make. Some of you might be making the agreement of, it's all out of my control. I won't know when we're going to eat. Or you can make an agreement that whenever food is available, I don't eat until I've asked myself, am I hungry? That's also an option. Here's another agreement you might be making with yourself. You might be agreeing with yourself ahead of time. It's going to really be hard to stop eating that enough. You know, everything at the party tastes good. You know that cruise food is delicious. You know they serve you a lot. You know it would be a waste of money if you don't eat a lot. That's an agreement you're making ahead of time. You're already calling your protocol right now. Here's another agreement you could be making. You know how I get my money's worth? Eating until enough and enjoying the fuck out of the vacation. Not only while I'm on the vacation, but enjoying my memories and that they are not clouded because I ate like a fucking bull elephant starving and running through a buffet. We all make agreements ahead of time. Some of you are making the agreement that it's too hard, things are out of your control, and there's nothing you can do about it. Some of you will make agreements where it's like, I know what I can control. I know that I'm going to need to shift my mindset around finishing. Who cares if I paid $60 for the steak? I will tell every one of you when you're traveling, I'd rather you pay $60. If you order some steak that costs $60, let's say you're, you know, on the trip of a lifetime and you can't eat it all because the $60 steak is like 18 fucking ounces. I would rather you send it back because you ain't got a fridge in your room. You ain't got no hope of having it later. I would rather you send it back and be worried that you wasted money instead of eating it all and then worried every day after that that you gained weight, that you're never going to get your weight loss goals, you're never going to get your shit together, worrying if you're taking time off your life, worrying if you're going to be able to buckle a seatbelt. Like, let's just decide. If we're going to worry, let's just fucking worry about something that's worth worrying about. So if you're going to worry that you're wasting some money or leaving some shit behind, then work on why that's not the case. Don't overeat and stuff over false fucking worries. So when you are making your protocols, there's just a couple things you need to remember. Let me get to it. I got my notes somewhere around here and I, you know, toggled off my shit. Number one, when it comes to traveling and potlucks and football Saturdays and Sundays and all the things that are happening right now, use those four N's. Notice what you're thinking. It's normal that you're thinking that because you may have never been challenged to think anything different. So don't be in shock and awe that your brain has doo-doo fucking thoughts everywhere about it. Then neutralize what's really happening. I'm going to be on a boat with a buffet. That's it. All this other shit about it being hard and crap. Oh, wait, that's my mindset. What's the neutral thing? The facts are I will be at a party. There will be food. I either do or do not know what will be there. Get it to neutral so that you can see the difference between your fantastic story about it and the only thing that's happening. And then what is my next best thought or action here? Come up with a vacation protocol. Come up with a potluck protocol. Come up with a Saturday afternoon football protocol. What do you do and what do you don't do? What are the things that in the past you've done, you're like, I don't want to be that person anymore. So how can I be someone different? And then you want to next visualize yourself. None of these vacations and potlucks and parties and stuff, it isn't like you're just getting kidnapped off the street and dumped into a situation. You know ahead of time you're going. Even if they call you at 5 o'clock on Saturday and shit starts at 6, you got an hour to get your shit together in your brain while you dry your hair, put on your deodorant, whatever it is that you're going to do to get ready. Visualize what it's going to be like. Visualize. See yourself there. See yourself wanting to take a drink from someone that you didn't plan, and they're like, come on, it'll be fun. We're all having a party. Look, you're the one missing out. You know what fun is? Fun is a feeling you create in your mind. It ain't fun to just drink because somebody asked you to drink. That's called willing. It ain't fun the next day when you're disappointed in yourself. What's fun is learning how to honor your word to yourself. Feeling confident at all times that if you make a decision, that's just what you're going to do. And that you're going to figure out how to have fun in your own unique ways. That's fine. So, but you need to visualize yourself there. And you need to visualize having urges, wanting to eat, You need to visualize yourself lurking around a buffet. You need to visualize yourself eating chips and dip and stopping yourself. We don't need to visualize a perfect evening or a perfect day. What we need to visualize most is our hardest moments and watching ourselves correct, watching ourselves overcome, watching ourselves think and do differently on purpose. We need to visualize old shitty flying in like it tastes so good. Whatever old shitty is saying, you have to visualize that coming in instead of doing what y'all do all the time. You get on a coaching call, you're like, well, Corinne, I just keep thinking it tastes so good. I'm like, and? You ain't the first, you ain't the last. It's going to keep happening. The food does taste good. What else did you expect your brain to say? My question to you is, well, you know that that thought, you've ate over it in the past, which means you can't leave that thought unchecked. Now you need to hear it every time, twice on Sunday, when it comes roaring into your brain, you got to tell yourself something different. That's how we have success. Y'all, I'm not teaching you how to make old shitty quit coming into your brain. One day, a lot of your thoughts will shift years from now. If I had the answer to make an old shitty go away, I'd give it to every one of you. But since I still have it, I'm under the impression that after 15 years, the goal is to get good at listening and changing your thought in the moment. And then you act. So you've got to visualize old shitties. What am I likely to think? What am I probably going to think? What excuses, what crap's going to come up for me that always comes up for me? And in that moment, what would I like to tell myself? Who do I want to be in that moment? That's how we have success. That's weight loss success. That's just human success. Going through your life and figuring all of this out. The last thing. The moment you do something different than you ever have, that moment when you say no, do not sit there and be like, thank God I got through that. I got lucky. I hope this continues. I hope I don't fuck up next time. You don't got time to do that. You know what that is? That is someone who thinks the world can still impact them. That is someone who is not taking authority over shit. When you do something, you need to thank yourself. You need to recognize it. You didn't get lucky. You made a choice, and you made a choice on purpose. Yay, you. You don't need to hope next time you do the same thing. You need to say, like, if I did it this time, I know damn sure I can do it again. Here's why. It wasn't as bad as I thought. I got through it. You don't have time to sit and be like, what if I fuck up? Anytime you're saying, what if, listen to what you're saying, because very rarely does anybody say, what if I succeed next time? Listen to what ifs. If your brain is going to, well, you got through this one, but what if next time you don't? Then say, what if I don't? The worst that's going to happen is I'll be disappointed in myself. But can I at least think about what I did right this time? What if it's easier to make that be put on the repeat? Let's think on that for a minute. All right. So that's vacation and holiday, like thinking through. We got holiday season's here. Labor Day. We're going to move straight on into some Halloween. I believe Canada has their Thanksgiving in the middle of all this. We're going to have, United States going to have their Thanksgiving. We're going to have, what else we got? Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's. It's all starting. Every holiday known to man. I like how all the gods and the universes and all the things, I like how they probably all sat around a big ass table and were like, what can we do? Can we all celebrate in the same 3 months just to make all those women who want to lose weight freak out just a little bit? It's coming. Question is, what are you going to do about it? And you start with this. You start with realizing you have more control than you give yourself credit for sure. All right. So here are some exciting announcements. So please pay attention. Number one, this week we're wrapping up the 24-hour planning course. If for some reason you didn't take the course, maybe you're newer to NoBS and you're finishing up NoBS, the 24-hour planning course is a great place to go. If you found that you like didn't make plans, or maybe you didn't follow them, or you just want to like understand planning at a deeper level, the 24-hour plan course is perfect for you. For all of you that started using the bottom line planning page, I have some good news. We are currently redoing the NoBS planner. It is going to release in October with the rewrite of modules 1 and 2 of NoBS. The entire membership is going to go through it. Now, we're going to send you some information in the coming weeks, but we have a lot of the old planners inside the fulfillment center. We're going to let y'all buy the, I'm marking it down to where I don't even make a dollar. Well, I think we're going to try to make $1 off of each one just to make sure that we don't get fucked in some shipping costs. That's the only thing. So we're going to try to get rid of those. Now, if you love that planner, when you see the new one, guess what? Download the digital version, order up what you want. You can still use it. This is like the third version of this planner, which means everybody likes different versions. There's no right or wrong version to use. They're all unique in their own way. But this new version is one that I'm making some tweaks and I'm streamlining it. I really have like studied and thought this planner, I don't think has been rewritten for 2 years now. And I've really watched about like what's confusing, what's hard. The four N's aren't in this planner. There's things that we teach now that has not made it its way into this planner. So we are redoing it. But there's a couple things you need to know. You can continue to use your old one. We're going to sell out of the current version, which we have the full and the purse. There will be information coming out about that in the next couple of weeks. We will be taking down the current version and the digital version of it and replacing it with the new one, but we're only going to do digital. With all of the supply chain stuff and fulfillment centers and stuff, I only have one thing that I sell to y'all that's like a physical product, and I just don't want to do that anymore. It's hard. I'll just be straight up honest. Over the years, I've lost more money on that planner than I've never really made money off of it. We did it just because back in the day, we were in a weird time where people didn't really want to be on digital yet, but people also didn't own printers. So there was like all this like stuff. So that's why I did have one in a fulfillment center. We are taking it out. I just want to spend my time and energy helping you lose weight, not managing a fulfillment center. So we will be giving it to you digitally. So you will be able to download the PDF and you can print it if you want. You can send it off somewhere and have it printed yourself. There are so many places online now that will print planners for you. That used to not be the case back in the day when we were doing it a few years ago. There's also going to be the editable version to where if you want to put it on your computer and you want to be able to edit it and type, you'll be able to do that too. So we're going to give it to you in that format. But the new bottom line page will be the go forward planning page. We are going to be putting in some other really cool features, but we're streamlining the entire planner. It will be a 30-day. So every 30 days, you just print you a new one or you download you a new one, however you want to do it. I think you're going to love it. I spent some time this morning working on some of the like sketches and the stuff that I want in there. So that you can look forward to. Also in October, we will be doing a brand new version of modules 1 and 2 of NoBS. I am writing module 2 right now. I've already filmed module 1. Best content I've ever written. I think it's going to help you with your 4 basics. like you think you know the four basics, wait till you hear them again. I have incorporated so much of the four ends process to it, how we're going to think about it, good examples, and all of the problems that usually come up for us. I've included all of that inside of the videos, and we're trying to keep them all under 10 minutes. Let me just tell you, it's really hard for Corinne to do anything in under 10 minutes. This has been the work of my life to try to keep scripts under 1700 words. So we'll also be redoing the thought work piece of everything, making it so much easier for you. So somebody said, I need to get the four basics. Go listen to the content now. Don't wait. Like, it's going to be a whole month. Go now, Jacqueline. If you're on a live call in the, you can have the entire module one listened to in the time a live call happens, in less time than a live call happens. So make sure that you are taking no BS right now. Thousands of women have lost weight on the current version. We're just up leveling again. So don't nobody sit there and be like, I'm going to wait. No, hear me talk about the four basics in two different ways between now and then. You listen to this version and then listen to the other one. And I bet you'll be like, oh my God, all my little holes are just filled. The next thing, we're starting next week, Urges 2.0. We have dusted, fluffed, buffed, and made Urges 2.0 even better than when we did it last year. So we are all as a membership, unless you're brand new to NoBS, we're going to do Urges 2.0. And then next month, we are going to do calls specifically for urges. So for example, this Sunday, I'm going to be doing a call on, what is the call? Somewhere in here, it said something about it. Well, I'll tell you that in a minute. All right. So here's what you need to do for Urges 2.0. We start next week. You want to go and print the guide, and you want to use your Busting Urges board. So that will help you track your urges all month long, and it has 31 days on it. It's also really simple. You need to keep planning your daily 24-hour plans. If you have an urge and you do eat, I want you to do the discovery worksheet. In Urges 2.0, you are getting a brand new version of the discovery worksheet. It's called the Bottom Line Discovery Worksheet. It's got the four ends on it. I think it's the best version of a discovery worksheet that we've ever done. I think it will really help you see exactly how to start working through the thoughts you have that led you to eat. So there is a brand new one. Where do we find the electronic fill-in discovery worksheet? I would imagine it's on the Urges 2.0 site. If we don't have an editable version, please email support. Tell them, hey, there's no editable version. And then my team will get that together. If you want to continue to use the original one, you can. That's fine. But we are moving to this new bottom line version. I just think it's clear and concise and addresses the one thing that we need to work on. If you have an urge, and let's say you don't eat, there is something called in Urges 2.0, the Successful Urge Worksheet. This is an important worksheet. So if you really, like seriously, if you really struggle with urges, it is so important for you to acknowledge when you make it through one and to know what worked and to see the success. And to know, like, even if it was hard while you were trying to not eat, that you came out on the other side and you came out just fine. So I encourage all of you, if urges are a big thing for you, if they trigger you, if they activate you and stuff, please make sure you're using the Successful Urge Worksheet during the month of September. And then also, I want you to prioritize taking action over consuming content. So listen to things, but do things. Don't just sit around and listen to me. Like Jacqueline said that about the four basics. I highly expect Jacqueline to get the four basics lessons listened to and dusted before the end of the week. I'll give you till Sunday. And you need to report into the Facebook group that you like said, you were like, all right, I'm going to do it. I didn't just go to the Q&A and then throw out into the world like, oh, I really need to like listen to the four basics. It's like, no, we don't just sit around and like y'all quit observing what you need to do. If you observe something you need to do, you know what you also need to do? Start doing it. Don't just notice that you ain't doing something. Ask yourself, I notice I'm not doing something. So what is one thing I need to do to get started? And when am I doing that? Who the fuck am I going to tell that I'm going to do it? And when am I checking back in with them? That is someone who's determined to lose weight. If you're just like, I just notice I'm eating past enough. I just notice I'm doing these things. It's not enough to notice. It's good that we start noticing something, but it like you need to be in the land of noticing for about 5 seconds. And then we got to figure out, all right, there's got to be something simple that I can do to get started. Notice how I'm like on this call, I'm telling y'all different things that you can do. Don't be sitting back like some wilted flower passing out on her fainting couch like, oh my God, Corinne said all these things. It's so overwhelming. Shit ain't overwhelming. If you're sitting there thinking, that's a lot of things Corinne said to do. Yeah, you just set yourself up to be overwhelmed. Notice your bullshit thought instead of listening to the other half of what I keep saying, which is, what is the first thing I'm going to do? What is one thing I just heard that I'm going to try? And when am I doing it? Who am I going to tell that I'm doing it? Who am I going to tell after I've done it? Like, that is taking action. I don't want anybody sitting in this membership just sitting back and listening anymore. Take one thing I say and do it. If you just string together one thing I say every time you hear something and you just start trying stuff, you will lose weight. The only people who don't lose weight are the ones who don't do anything. Or the ones that do some stuff, realize it's not perfect, and then quit, go back to doing nothing. Nothing, goose egg, zero. That equals no results. As long as you're doing something, I promise you, it will all unlock and you will figure it out. But you got to be willing to do things. You got to be willing for it to work. Like, number one, a lot of times y'all are like, you got to be willing for it to fail. Well, we do. But that's not the first thing you need to think about. You already think you're going to fail. So don't be like, I'm going to be okay if I fail. Here's what I would suggest. You know what Corinne is? Never sitting around thinking about how to feel okay with failure. I don't do that. You know what I do? I sit around and think about, what am I going to do to keep going? I sit around and think about, how am I going to succeed? What am I trying next? What's happening? I don't sit around trying to figure out how to be okay with failing. It just doesn't have an upside. Do you know why I'm okay with failing? Because when things don't work out, I do not sit there and waste time beating myself up. I might be disappointed. I might be like, fuck, I expected this to work. I just knew it was going to work. I would much rather something not work, and up until the moment it didn't, I believed it would. Such a better journey for me. Because then I just have blips of disappointment. And when I'm disappointed in that moment, I make sure that I'm not disappointed in Corinne as a human. I'm disappointed that something didn't work. I'm disappointed that it didn't go the way I thought. I might be disappointed that like I gave in. But I don't make it mean that I am a failure. I don't make it mean something's wrong with me. I make it mean we have to keep going. What's the other option? Quitting? And just sitting around feeling like a failure all the time? Because I'm going to tell you, when you quit, you know what happens? You feel good. Everybody feels great when they quit. just think about it. You're like, let me get out my flip chart so that we can have some beautiful drawings with Corinne today. We know what an artist that I am. So, failure. Here's the line. You are going to be fine if you fail. But this is what happens with quitting. When we are trying things, and this, let's just say this is the line of all the, this is our actions. And then here we are, and we're coming through, and it doesn't work. And we're coming through, and it doesn't work. And we're coming through, oh, something worked. This is great. We're coming through, oh, we're back here. When we live down here, and all we have is beat downs. So in this zone, you have to be very particular about how you talk to yourself. It is okay to feel bad. It is okay to be disappointed. It is okay. Like, disappointment is normal. It means something didn't go the way I thought it would. I had expectations. My expectations didn't get met. Here we are. It's also okay to be doubtful. What else do you think is going to happen when you're trying something new? When you're trying again and the last time it didn't work, it would be normal to be doubting. Y'all want to run from this. But what I watch a lot of you do is you don't stay in this lane. Your lane is more like self-loathing. I'm broken. I'll never get this. None of these thoughts lead to disappointment or doubt. You know what those thoughts lead to? Defeated. Broken. Isolated. Though those are the feelings. Now, this is what happens. We quit. Do you know why we're quitting? We're quitting because of the internal conversation. We are not quitting because things didn't work. We are not quitting because it's hard. We're quitting to get away from the way that we're interpreting the things that are happening. And quitting will always feel better than self-loathing, hopelessness, and despair. When we quit, we are very often looking for relief from how we're talking to ourselves about the journey of weight loss. And the more you get good and skilled at talking to yourself about the things you're going to try, like, I don't need to feel certain that anything's going to work. I need to go do that stuff to see if it's going to work. And I need to feel certain that I'm going to learn some shit. And I need to feel certain that I'll keep trying until I unlock it. That's where the certainty comes in. The certainty is about you. The certainty is not if something works. Now, I say all this, and a lot of you are like, wow, like we're just going to like fail a lot. You're going to make some mistakes. But I want you to be very aware of this, because what happens is most of the time things are working. You just have weird ass expectations as to like how perfect you should be, how consistent you should be, how fast you should be losing weight, how many old shitties you should be having. You get disappointed that thoughts keep coming back. So much of the stuff is actually working and you're missing it. Because when we feel broken and we feel hopeless, it feels like that's all we feel. So I want you just to pay attention to like, as always, How are you thinking about things? Are you willing to be disappointed? Are you willing for things to work? Are you willing to see if it won't be as hard as you think it will be? Are you willing to see if you might not get hungry if you stop it enough at dinner? Are you willing to go to a potluck and trust that if you're hungry, you'll eat, and if you're not, you'll tell yourself no? These are the things we have to be thinking about. Weight loss is a mental game. It is not the quality of food you put in your mouth. The quality of food that you put in your mouth does not matter if you ain't got quality thoughts. It will never matter. All right. Some questions. Let's see. What else do I need to tell y'all? Oh, and check your email this week. So if you are somebody, so the first urges coaching call is this Sunday. We're going to be coaching on urges that appear after school or after work. So it's that we're going to start our focus on that like 3 to 6 p.m. window where we want to eat. So if you struggle with this, watch your email. There'll be an email that'll come out say, you want to get coached by Corinne this Sunday? Sign up to get coached with me. I do not bite. I always come to the meal or come to the coaching either already have had breakfast so I don't have to bite you, or I know that my hunger is not an emergency and I don't need to eat a human. So anybody can get coached. You can also use hashtag busting urges in Facebook group this month by sharing your wins with all of us. All right. There's also one other little announcement. In September, at the end of September, we are having a big ass day-long workshop that is free to all of the members. The public's going to pay for it, but you, my friends, do not need to pay for it because you are already a member. This is going to be our weight loss kickstart for the fall. I'm just going to tell you, all of these events are usually things that people just are like, this helped me get set and straight for like 3 months. So that's why we try to like do some stuff every few months. The call will be on Sunday, September 25th, from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Central Time. Sunday, September the 25th, from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Central Time. We will also be sending you emails. We will also be putting it on our banner on our website. We will not let you forget all about it. So right now, just save the date. There will be more information coming out soon. Also, for all of you who are asking about the planner, the new planner will not release until the end of the month. Usually what we do is we release everything on the 25th of every month. So we will release everything on the 25th of the month. All right. Couple of questions and then we're going to get out of here. How about I return from the holiday and I am proud of following my plans and all that jazz. And I go off plan while settling in back home from a holiday. Seems to be a pattern, and I'm off plan for 1 to 2 days till I settle back in. Okay, so this is a good example of you know a pattern. Remember earlier when I said so often we're just saying like, I just see this pattern. Like, there it is. Like, this ain't no won't, there it is. It's like you see a pattern. So the question is, what can I do to set myself up for success for 2 days after a holiday or vacation? And then you brainstorm ideas on things that you can do to set yourself up for success. Now, a good way to figure out is like, all right, what is it that I tell myself when I get back? What is it that makes it harder to be on track when I get back? So for me, back in the day, I use, like right now, what I do these days is when I come back from vacations, I always either tell my sister-in-law who cooks our food for us, I'm like, this is the day that I want you to have food in the house. Because when I get back, I know I'm going to need to have good, healthy food waiting on me. I'm going to be tired. We're going to be unpacking. I'm going to be diving back into work, whatever's happening. I know me. I'm not going to want to be sitting around cooking and doing shit. If my sister-in-law can't do it, I have a place in Nashville. It's called Eat Well Nashville. Most big cities have these now. I order food from them. They deliver it on the day that I get back, or they deliver it around the time that I'm getting back. When I didn't have a delivery service, when I did not have a sister-in-law for, you know, 10 or 12 years, I would do this. I knew that it was important that when I got home, that I was set up grocery-wise. So I would bring Chris home first, drop his ass off, and I would not allow myself to go into the house. Guess where I went? Grocery store first. And I had a list of food that was easy, convenient food that we could eat for 3 days that required zero prep work. I bought bagged salads. I bought rotisserie chickens. I bought deli meat, bread for sandwiches, baked chips, Weight Watcher pizzas, cut up fruit that was already done. It was never fancy. This is where the trade was. Do I want fancy and the effort that requires to be fancy? Or do I want to be back on track? And can I go 2 or 3 days without having to have a food orgasm in my mouth? Doesn't mean that my food didn't taste good, but yeah, there'd be other things I'd rather have. But y'all, food is one of the only places in the world I watch people act like they are so entitled that every meal should be a mind-blowing orgasm every time they eat it. That would be like saying, I'm not going to work today. You know, yesterday wasn't a mind-blowing orgasm. You still go to work because you want to get paid. If your kid came home and said, you know, I went to school today, it's kind of boring. Hell, there were parts that were hard, but you know, they want me to do homework too. I'm not going back until they figure out how to make it mind-blowing for me. When I can go and it's only exciting, that's when I'll go. We don't do that anywhere else in life. So I don't understand why all of you have like a crappy ass expectation that there are just some meals that you just eat. It does not have to be. The problem is that most of you are sitting around making your meals way more important than they need to be in your life. If the meal is the highlight of your day, you do not need to keep trying to make food the highlight of your day and figure out how to hang on to your highlights. You need to ask yourself, why is my life not a highlight enough to where sometimes I can eat a dry ass Weight Watchers pizza and move on with my life? What is stopping me from that? How can I start making my life more exciting than dinner? How can I make my life more comfortable than needing a shepherd's pie? Those are the questions we have to ask. Those are the things we have to start challenging ourselves with. I watch y'all spend so much time trying to make sure that I get it. We're doing doable plans, but y'all spend so much energy and effort into making sure that every meal like takes care of you emotionally. And I can't get y'all to do a 4-in. If you really want to be taken care of emotionally, stop trying to make sure your food's doing it for you, because food can't do it. It doesn't fix how you think. It distracts you from these perceptions you have about your life and yourself and your capabilities and your future. So spend as much time, just listen for a few days to your mind, what it thinks about when it comes to food. And just be open to the idea, like, am I spending more time thinking about what I'm going to put in my mouth than what I'm going to put into my life to make it better? The energy that I'm going to put into listening to my brain and journaling, why am I not spending time there? And then next month when I rewrite module two, I think it's going to be super helpful for all of you to hear the whole thought work module again through another lens. So this month, prepare yourself. If you're in no BS, you're going to learn how to manage your mind. That's the only way we're going to lose weight. If calories and food plans and cutting out food groups worked so well and going to the gym, there would not be one overweight woman on this planet. That information has been out there long enough. What's not been out there long enough is figuring out how you think. That's the cock blocker to weight loss. And we're going to override it starting next month. Starting this month in Urges 2.0. Ever since I got into Queen's Club a few weeks ago, I've been struggling with sticking to the plan and eating enough. So if you got into Queen's Club and now all of a sudden on your do line, so when we think about the think, feel, do cycle, here's how you want to do it. So you achieved Queen's Club. Before Queen's Club, you had a thought. After you hit Queen's Club, you had a thought that changes. If the do line shifts to hard to stick to, like not sticking to plan. So what you need to do is you need to go back and ask yourself, before I made it to Queen's Club, how did I think about my plans? After I reached Queen Club, how am I thinking about my plans? Because that's the only thing that can change what you're doing. Sometimes people want to say it self-talk. Don't make it too complicated. Like it must be self-sabotage. Just find the thought. What's different? What's different in my thinking? What's the difference in my, if you don't know what you're thinking that's different, then ask yourself, before Queen's Club, I was feeling what? After Queen's Club, I'm feeling what? And if I'm feeling this, is it, that's causing me to not stick to my plans. So now start paying attention for that feeling and then ask yourself in those moments, what am I thinking about right now? Because that's what's doing it. And then we have to work on that thought. You take that thought and you put it through the four ends. When I go out to someone's house for a couple of days, or I'm in a group of people going out on vacation, I eat more during mealtime because I think, what if I get hungry before the next meal is served? Okay. So you're like, what can I do about this? Ask yourself, oh, I get a stomachache if I don't eat on time. Okay. So you know what will happen if you get hungry later. You'll get a stomachache. So do you want to overeat now to prevent a stomachache is the first question. Do you want to just see if you'll even get a stomachache? Maybe you won't. Try it one time. Last solution, go buy you some protein bars, put them in your fucking suitcase, eat. If you start getting hungry and it ain't mealtime, guess what? Go eat a protein bar. That's what Corinne would do. I always have protein bars when I travel and when I'm on the road. I have them at home. There's a lot of times I don't have the opportunity to eat between calls. So like on certain days, I'll stroll up into a call. I'll have a bunch of them. At some point, I go grab a protein bar. And I'm like, y'all don't have to excuse me. The first 2 minutes of this call, I'm going to eat this protein bar because I'm not going to be able to eat again until about 3 o'clock. I'm just like, this is fine. I'm not going to die, but I'm not going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and overeat because I know I got a busy day. I'm going to wait for some hunger. Sometimes I do eat. If I know I'm not going to be able to eat until 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I will eat at 8 o'clock in the morning. But I don't overeat. I just eat my normal meal and I just go and I just see. Most of the time, I don't ever get to a level of hunger that's painful. If you do and you don't want to do that, then you get you a backup. There's no reason why you can't have some bags of pretzels, some nuts, protein bars. anything you want stashed in a purse, stashed somewhere. But here's the thing, y'all, a lot of times you'll carry snacks out of fear you're going to get hungry. I want you to carry snacks not from fear of hunger. I want you to carry snacks because you're like, you know what? If I get hungry, I'm prepared. I got my back. I want you to carry them from being rock solid with your relationship with yourself. If you do it like, ooh, I better carry snacks, I might get too hungry and stuff, your brain will over-index hunger. If you have anxiety around being hungry, guess what? The moment you get hungry, your brain also sends off anxiety signals along with it. So you have to calm your relationship down with hunger. Can you speak to adding more fruits and veggies and cutting processed food? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I seem to be having some withdrawals, like being irritable and having diarrhea. How long does it take the body to adjust to the changes? I'm being a scientist now and curious about what will occur, but curious on how others react. I may do a post to the crowd. I post to the crowd, but this is common. It's like if you're used to processed foods, your body is now getting a lot of fiber. It's probably just not used to digesting fiber yet. Like you may want to take a probiotic. Like, so a lot, like, all right, now I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. Don't nobody like act like Corinne, some kind of nutritionist or PhD. She's not. But here's what I do know. When you have a highly processed diet, your gut health is probably out of whack. And so taking a probiotic might help to kind of like rebalance things that are down there. So that could be one thing. You could always talk to your doctor a little bit. You might want to be cautious about which, like you might want to like look at the vegetables and fruits that you're adding and add ones that are a little bit softer and gentler on your stomach, and then slowly add some in. That could also be helpful. But I do think that it's like, as you guys want to back out some processed foods, one of the things that that I did when I was losing weight, because I was like, I mean, 95% of what I ate was processed. I probably the only non-processed food I was getting was like, you know, if they put a tomato on a quarter pounder, I mean, like, I was just getting like whatever, like ketchup. I mean, for me, that was probably about the extent of veggies I was really getting back in the day. And so one of the things I did was before I started cutting out processed food, I added fruit, I added vegetables in little amounts. And then as I added those, I would eat them first, then eat the other stuff second, and pay attention to being able to stop it enough. Now, for some of you, you may want to eat your most favorite thing first, then eat your vegetables. And then if you're still hungry, eat whatever's left over. That's what I do to this day. I eat plenty of vegetables now. Took me years, though, to get used to eating vegetables. But I eat a lot of them now. And so what I do is I always eat like what my favorite part of my meal is first, because I just want to get my favorites. I don't want to run out of room at the end and my favorite shit be left over because I ate broccoli. So I will eat my favorite first, and then I'll usually start in on my veggies. And then like anything else that I want after that, I'll go on in. Last question. I'm new to all this. And one thing I've noticed about myself is that I have a thought that is something like, I might not get this again soon, so I better enjoy as much as I can. Yeah, a lot. And before I catch it, I've devoured more than I need. So you just need to like continue to pay attention. One of the things is you need to tell yourself, she says, such a weird thing to think about, but how do you catch it before? This takes time to get used to catching it before, but one of the things that you can do is know, like you can make a list of here are the foods that I currently believe I might not get again for a while. And then you tell yourself, oh, wait, I need to start thinking every single day about how that's not real anymore. That's no longer my reality. In this weight loss journey, if I want something, I just have to plan for it now. There's not anything that we're going to be like, I'm never going to get that again. I'm not going to get this for a while. Even if somebody was to bring specialty donuts, I want you to think about this. What food is it that if you really wanted it, you couldn't go get it? It may not be convenient. You might have to pay for it. You might have to make time to do it. But for most of us, I can't think of hardly, like, it would be so rare that there would be something that you couldn't make happen. Like the only thing I can't think of anything. Let's say Corinne really wanted Diablo nachos from Las Vegas. One thing I could tell myself is, well, the next time you go to Vegas, we're going to stop there first, rather than being like, I rarely ever get them. That's only something I eat when I'm in Vegas. You can't get that in Nashville. I don't think about that part. I set that part aside and I remind myself, hey, you do really love these. So the next time we go to Vegas, let's get that first. So I've got it planned. If I really wanted them, I could go online, look at their menu, and figure out how to make them at home. It would take a lot of time and energy. But one of the things we have to prove to ourselves is that we are no longer dieting where there are foods that we cannot have. This concept is more about believing that if you really want something, you will allow yourself to have it. It's not about the accessibility of it. It's more about the belief that there's foods that you are going to restrict yourself on still, that you still believe are bad, that you still believe you shouldn't be eating. And to really solve this is to teach yourself why that's no longer true. But if you really want something, you'll plan it. And what is the upside to eating food you love? Planned. How would that help you lose all of your weight if you were eating food you loved and writing about that stuff so that you can debunk that idea that's floating around underneath? But in terms of just being able to catch that thought, one of the easiest ways to do it is make a list of foods that you still think are just taboo, that you shouldn't be eating and stuff. And then tell yourself, all right, I want to visualize myself being around these foods, having the thought, I better eat up, and then catching yourself and telling yourself a different story. This is where that visualization we talked about earlier comes into play. All right, everyone, that's it. I will see y'all on Sunday for coaching. We start at 11 a.m. Central Time on Sunday. We're going to be doing urges around after school, after work. So if you want coaching on that, watch your email today. We always send an email out. I believe it's today that it goes out, but we always send out an email that says, hey, do you want coaching this Sunday? Click here to sign up. Make sure you look for that email. If you do not get that email from us, check your spam and your trash and your junk folders, because a lot of times our emails go into the weirdest of places. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.